So why should people in the U.S. and here in Texas be paying attention to Zika?
Well, the Zika virus is spread by a mosquito that is prevalent in the United States. And certainly Texas' proximity to other areas where it is endemic would make Texas a target.
Have you diagnosed patients with Zika while working abroad in Haiti?
Yes, we've had probably a dozen cases in our area. Now, to qualify that, the test for Zika is a very complicated DNA amplification test. And we don't have that test available in Haiti. So we are diagnosing this off of specific symptoms common with the Zika virus infection.
So what are those symptoms?
Well, the Zika virus is really not that big of a deal for someone who has it. It generally lasts about a week or so. You have symptoms much like a mild case of the flu, and then it goes away.
So the bigger concern is with this possible link to developmental problems. And we've seen that, of course, highlighted by photos of babies born with microcephaly, with small, misshapen heads.
That's right. And that's one thing I do want to underscore is that is an association. It has not been proven at all. In fact, some of the research that's been done, a very small percentage of those babies had the Zika virus present. And so I don't want people to get too worried about that until we know a lot more. There needs to be a lot more study done on that.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that doctors here in Dallas and Texas had to learn to recognize and diagnose another unknown virus at the time, Ebola, in 2014. And I know the diseases are completely different, but are there any lessons to be learned from that experience?
Well, yes, there are. And, you know, these viruses have been around for a long time. In fact, the Zika virus was discovered in 1947 in Uganda. And one of the things that I like to promote is that if we had been studying this virus and come up with a vaccine or some other treatment, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
How many other diseases are there, like Zika or West Nile virus or Ebola, that started in other countries but could easily spread?
Oh, dozens. West Nile virus was discovered in Egypt. Ebola was an African disease. Chikungunya was first described in Tanzania, you know, in the 50s. There's just many, many, many diseases like that. And so now is the time for us to address those viruses that are still contained within a country or a continent.
How do you suggest we do that? Because it's obviously, if there are dozens of other diseases, that would be an expensive and time-intensive endeavor.
It is. It is. And it takes a shift of perspective. Instead of working with diseases that we have now that affect a few people, we would need to shift to work with diseases. They even have a title. They're called neglected tropical diseases. And it would take a lot less resources to take care of a small group of people with vaccines and eradicate that disease early than it would, say, for it to become a pandemic throughout the world and then have to address it. So in the long run, it should be a cheaper way to go.
Dr. David Vanderpool is a Dallas native and founder of Live Beyond. It's a faith-based humanitarian organization improving lives of the poor in Haiti. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanderpool.
Thank you for having me.